How'd we get into the pumpkins and the trick-or-treating and the begging for candy and all that stuff?
Well, it all goes back to an Irish bonfire a couple thousand years ago. One of the things that obviously when we talk about Halloween, say the word to me, we're of the same generation in respect. To me, Halloween was actually going to the church Halloween party. In those days, that's where we celebrated. We marched around the church and we bobbed for apples and we walked through a haunted house. It was safe. It was innocent. It was simple. Halloween today is now one of the most commercial holidays on the American calendar. I think Christmas only as the second biggest retail holiday in America. It's a lot more about selling beer these days and candy corn. And I'm here in New York, and we'll have a Halloween party parade on Monday where probably a million people will come down to the West Village and march around the street. So it's not for the just for the kiddies anymore. But it's also become one of our most controversial holidays. A lot of Christians do feel that it's all about devil worship and evil and
yes.
witchcraft and black magic. The roots of Halloween, like a lot of roots of our traditions and rituals today, go back to pre-Christian times, pagan times, we can call them. Back when the Druids and the Celts roamed Ireland and other parts of Europe, there was a festival at the end of their year. It was a combination of the harvest time and also the new year. That's what they thought this part time of the year was. The summer was over. The last crops were being brought in. The last apples were being picked. The winter was coming. So they celebrated as both harvest and new year. They started, there was a very important religious festival that they had, which would be to light a bonfire to keep away the growing darkness. So they would send the children from door to door to collect wood. Doesn't that sound familiar? But it was also very important because it was at this time, as the dying time was coming, that the separation between the worlds of the living and the dead fell away, and the veil fell away, and the dead actually walked the earth, not in a frightening way, but more mischievous way. They would, frighten the cattle. They would trample the crops. So there was mischief on this night, which the Celts called Samhain. It's not spelled the way it sounds. So the people would actually put on masks, animal costumes, animal skins, to try and frighten away or lead away the dead spirits from away from the village. And finally, they would also light this great bonfire, and when it was over, each family would take some of the sacred fire, the embers from the sacred fire, home to light their hearth fire. And they would take those embers home in a hollowed-out or carved-out turnip. Doesn't that sound familiar?
That's right.
So jack-o'-lanterns, trick-or-treating costumes all got their start at an Irish bonfire about 2,000 years ago.
And then it's changed a little bit. But like you say, the commercial aspect of it, I think, really catapulted it. And then Hollywood had a lot to do with, I think, too, the feeling that Halloween is evil and dark and has just strange things happening. And I think that combination of all those things just played a factor in where it is now.
Oh, absolutely. And part of it was going back a long time, the influence of the church, because the way this ancient Celtic harvest festival got changed into a day of evil was that the church came along and said, no, 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 this is heathen, this is pagan, this is barbarous. And what they tried to do essentially was co-opt this Celtic Druid holiday, this festival, this New Year's festival, into a Christian holiday by first creating All Saints Day, which fell on November 1st, which was around the time that Samhain always fell. That happened around 800, the year 800, Pope Boniface. And this was a day to honor all of the saints. And then a few hundred years later, these practices still didn't go away, so the church added All Souls Day, a day to honor the departed, dear departed, the relatives.
Which is the next day, right?
Which is the next day, November 2nd. So All Saints Day and All Souls Day were combined really growing out of this ancient Celtic holiday. And again, a way for the church to put its stamp and say, okay, you can't lick them, join them, but we'll make it we'll make it our sacred day. And the 3 days, the 2 days together plus the night before all became known as Hallowmass. And the night before became All Hallows Evening, eventually shortened to Hallows Eve, and eventually to Halloween. And of course, when the when Europeans came to America, they brought these traditions and rituals with them, these long, long, hard-dying rituals and traditions, particularly the Irish when they came to America brought these things with them. And that's why how Halloween got planted here. But as you said, it's very different now than it was certainly 30 years ago and certainly very different from 100 years ago.
Well, and it's changed so much too now, Kenneth, where I remember in my day as a little kid, we'd go out and get our candy, and the only thing your parents were really concerned about in those days was how much bubble gum you got, and we were always upset because anybody who gave us one or two pennies back in 1960, we thought they were cheapskates. We wanted the candy. Now, the kids really can't even go out door to door because you got to worry about X-raying the candy because some idiot laces it with something.
Well, that that's a belief that certainly was around. I remember, certainly by the late 60s, we were told don't eat that candy, there's LSD in it, and yeah, don't eat those apples, there are razor blades in it. And, so far, I've some people do research on this. No case of a razor blade in an apple on Halloween has ever been actually reported. It's just one of those urban legends, which are very different from myths, I should say, when the new book is Don't Know Much About Mythology, and I look at myths throughout the ages, and I don't mean myths like razor blades and apples. Right. I mean the true myths in the sense of sacred stories that people have told each other for thousands and thousands of years, the most sacred stories in human history and human civilization.